Dr. Lena Wen is no stranger to working under pressure. As an emergency room doctor, she was charged with making life or death decisions about her patients' health. Now, she's at the helm of one of the nation's most polarizing healthcare and advocacy groups. But Wen says providing care to those who need it shouldn't be political.
For the nearly 2.4 million patients who walk through the doors of Planned Parenthood every year, they're not making a political statement. They're trying to get healthcare. They're trying to get their breast and cervical cancer screenings, their STI HIV test, birth control, the full range of reproductive health care. And for so many of the patients that we serve, we are their only source of health care.
Wen took over as president of Planned Parenthood last November. Before that, she served as Baltimore City Health Commissioner, where her work sometimes pitted her against the Trump administration. Under Wen's leadership, Baltimore successfully sued the federal government after it cut funding for teen pregnancy prevention. Now, Wen is turning her attention to sweeping changes aimed at family planning. Last month, the administration drafted new regulations for Title X. The federal program provides reproductive health care to about 4 million low-income patients. These proposed changes would block funding for providers that offer abortions or refer patients for abortions.
To me as a physician, this is unethical and unconscionable. It is direct interference with the practice of medicine. It's what happens when politicians tell doctors what it is that we can say to our patients. And I worry about what this will do to patient rights.
Wen says those changes would force Planned Parenthood to refuse funding from the Title X program. She worries about the potential impact on low-income patients who rely on the group's clinics.
We know what happens when people are prevented from going to their provider of choice. They delay care or they simply go without. And we've seen what happens right here in Texas when politicians forced health centers to close. More than 30,000 women went without access to health care. That's what's at stake. It's about people's lives and our health.
What happened in Texas shows why Wen's new job is so tough. In 2013, Texas launched a state-run women's health program, what's now called Healthy Texas Women. It provides subsidized care to low-income women. Lawmakers had blocked taxpayer dollars from going to abortion providers, effectively excluding groups like Planned Parenthood. Rick Perry was governor at the time.
Texas will not allow a program that includes abortion providers or their affiliates like Planned Parenthood to be a provider.
According to the state's Health and Human Services Commission, the new program served about 30,000 fewer women in 2013 than the state did in 2011.
There's so many examples around the country and here in Texas that directly go against public health best practice, that go against what we know in medicine to be true, and this is a dangerous trend.
Wen understands just how important access to reproductive health care can be. Her family came to the U.S. from China when she was 7 years old.
My parents worked two or three jobs each, and we still struggled. We depended on Medicaid, and we depended on Planned Parenthood. I knew Planned Parenthood is the place that my mother went to for her care, when she couldn't get care anywhere else. I was a patient of Planned Parenthood. My sister was a patient of Planned Parenthood, just like one in five women in America. And for that, I will always be grateful.
Wen says she doesn't know where she would be now if she didn't have access to those programs growing up. Now she wants to pay it forward. Saida Hassan, KERA News.